I would recommend listening to fiction that is well written and has some positive spiritual eternal perspective type themes in it. For instance, if you listen to and see how your life can be enriched by, for instance, a murder mystery, which also has humor in it, has a non-Christian, is the viewpoint character. So you're getting into the head of a non-Christian. I really like that. And then there are some Christians in the story, but they're not the main character. And then he looks at them through certain eyes. And so you see, well, this is how an unbeliever, he's a homicide detective. So he's got that kind of rough, gruff exterior type thing. And sometimes you'll look at these Christians, you'll just go, they are so weird. And then other times he's looking at them and he really wants what they have, but he's not going to say that, but he's watching them carefully because he expects they're going to be just like all the hypocrites, two-faced guys I've always known. So here's a story, which I think is a pretty engaging, entertaining story with spiritual themes and also insights that you get from it. And at the end of the day, it's like, okay, so I listened to this and it was fun. It was hopefully interesting, and I benefited from it. And also, imagination is tapped into by fiction in ways that nonfiction simply doesn't. I think people who read only fiction are really missing out. They need to be reading nonfiction. But there's other guys who only read nonfiction. That's all they ever read. You know, find stuff. Get stuff that feeds the imagination.